Thank you, Mr. Robertson. And then our first agenda item is conditional use number 1909, Thomas P. Collins.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a beauty shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5 acres more or less, lying southeast of Shawnee Road, also referred to as Route 36, 365 feet north, or excuse me, southwest of Calhoun Road, being Road 621. We did receive a, as part of the application, the applicant submitted a survey site plan showing the existing improvements on the property and the proposed shop with related parking. Pass that down for the members. We did receive 2 agency comments to date, one being from DLDOT. It is in the form of a support facilities report dated June 1st of 2011 and references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service B of Shawnee Road will not change as a result of this application. The county engineering also supplied comments through the utility planning division, and again in the form of a memorandum. It was dated August 21st of 2011. And references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And the gentleman, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Is there someone representing this application? Would you please come forward, state your name, your address?
And offer a, and to elaborate on that, if you just offer a brief explanation about the application, that type of thing.
I'm the actual applicant, Tom Collins. My address is 7082 Pleasanton Drive, Milford, Delaware. Don't want to be too precise, but all we're trying to do is just, we have a beauty shop in town. The availability of proper buildings and the rent increases lately. We're just trying to do something that would be more cost smart for our business.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add to your application?
The only thing I know is I've done everything that I believe you've asked, and I hope you approve it.
If I could ask a few questions, Mr. Chairman, describe for us what's roughly around the property, some of the other uses.
The only other uses around it are homes bordering my property. There's nothing close commercially except for a store probably a quarter mile down the road, which is Calhoun's Country Store. I see no impact to anyone. We've discussed it with the neighbors. We have gotten no complaints from them. And there's a farm field at the back of the property, which is very far from where we're going to locate the building. We've sort of situated it in the middle of the property, but close to the roadway. So.
And just one last question, just because I want to make sure we have a record that we can rely on for you. It almost sounds to me like this is fairly close to a home occupation. I mean, is it the type of thing where you and your wife are going to be running it, or are you going to have employees, or?
She'll have one employee, possibly two, but herself. It's not a home occupation. We're putting up a separate building for us.
Okay. And how long have you been in the business of?
She's been in the business for going on her 19th year.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to kind of.
No, it's in town a little bit.
Pardon?
In business in town.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir, if you'll stand tight, we may have some questions from the commissioners, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Have you spoken to the neighbors other than yourself about this? I'm assuming that you are the Thomas P. Collins of
yes.
The first two. Have you spoken to Faye Rogers?
Yes. Kasla?
Are they in favor of this?
They called us the day they got the letter, and they were totally okay with everything that was going to go on. They asked for a brief explanation, and my wife actually talked to them, and they were fine with it.
Why are you asking to do a conditional use on the whole 5 acres if you're really just doing the front?
Unfortunately, I have to plead ignorance on this. I didn't want to subdivide it for a separate plot. And we've gone with the guidance I had from my surveyor, professional land developer. He just said it was easier to do that.
Vince, do they have to subdivide it to make it a... You could have 300 feet or something commercially, though.
So I could actually just... I'm sorry. I could just subdivide that square around it?
Or do.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't have to. I mean, there's no requirement that you subdivide it, so...
Okay, so it wouldn't affect me in any different way doing it as I am now.
Yeah, no.
Well, we get that question a lot because of parcel size.
Right.
If you're applying for rezoning, they may say, well, you're only going to... We're only going to approve the front portion, the portion that you're going to use, rather than the whole portion. But we have a lot of conditional uses on that size parcel that are just for one use, but the use is controlled by the restrictions of the conditional use. So you're probably just as well protected if you were to subdivide it, because if you subdivide, you got two parcels to deal with rather than one. Again, we have some that are small parcels that were actually applied for a smaller parcel on a, off of a larger site for a conditional use. So it, still stay the same. It doesn't get. You can't transfer it.
You can't move the conditional.
You can't subdivide it and sell it.
But you can't move the conditional use from this house to this house.
He's applied for it to be in a proposed building.
Right.
He chose to come back and move it. Then he'd have to come back to the commission, and site plan would have to be considered to do that.
And then the commission would decide if it's a material change from what was originally approved, and whether it needs to go back through the public hearing process or not.
How many parking spots? You got seven. Is that enough if you're going to go to three employees and your wife and two others? Is that enough?
The one employee would be part-time. I failed to mention that. As close as it is, my residence, my wife was planning on either walking or biking. And at the set time, there's only going to be 2 to 3 chairs, so that's only going to be 2 to 3 people customer-wise in the shop at the time, so that's only going to eat up 3 of those parking spots max. So we're still going to have plenty of parking.
Okay, and what would the hours of operation be?
Her normal hours of operation are, they vary during the week. Obviously, they get longer on the weekends, towards the weekend, Friday. It's 8 a.m. till approximately 6 p.m. During the week, the normal hours are 8 to 5, and on Saturday, it would be 8 to 3. If she continued to have Saturday hours when we eventually go to this.
And no Sunday hours?
No.
Are you planning a sign?
Hadn't thought that far ahead. If I do, I may just put one on the building. I'm not that far into it yet to know what I need to have for a sign for the business.
Some people put out just a basic shingle as if just to mark the site for the location of the business. Some people put what the commission normally does is require not to exceed 32 square foot, which is 4 by 8. And you can do it on both sides.
Right. Nah, it wouldn't sometimes be anything any bigger than
sometimes
that.
Sometimes that's, on this type of application, that's probably large.
It's very large. It would probably be like a 3x4 sign max.
But if we restricted it to no less, no more than 4x8, you could make it smaller still. That's fine. Okay?
It's fine.
And I'm back to the parking. Are you going to be backing out into the driveway? Is that the
Yes, plan? That's the other reason I put the building where it was. The only traffic that's coming out will be from my residence. My wife and I are the only ones at the current time driving. I leave at 5 o'clock in the morning, and obviously she's coming to the shop, so there'd be no traffic running by the front of the business.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Collins, just a couple questions. Do you know where this site, the property, this 5 acres, do you know where that is situated insofar as any future growth and annexation area, city of Milford?
To the best of my knowledge, I believe we're outside of anything that the city of Milford would want to annex at this time.
Right. You are pretty close to the city limits, but
about 9/10 of a mile out.
9/10 of a mile. Okay. All right. So, I notice on your site plan, your surveyors have located a well a few feet off a patio, off the one-story frame dwelling. Mr. Lank may have mentioned this in the notes and I missed it. Are you on well and septic at your existing one-story house? And so the same would hold true for the beauty shop, that building.
Yes,
that would be on a separate well. And all right, so. And Mr. Lank, notes under the site data, number four down there, it's not numbered, the fourth one down, gross area of use, 2,756 square foot, plus or minus. Would I be guessing that that would be the square footage, you think, of what his surveyors figured was the parking space and the 720 square foot proposed beauty shop building?
Well, it's close because he's got a 6 foot sidewalk and he's got 7 parking spaces. 7 parking spaces probably would come out to
1400
square foot plus the sidewalk being 70 sidewalk. By 6, another 42. Yeah, that's close.
So that might be something that
in together.
That might be something as far as data-wise, if the commission had any concerns with going forward on this favorably and limiting the area of the conditional use, we could use a number something like that or 3,000 square foot subject to.
Good.
Okay.
But typically, you may reference the size of the building rather than the area, because you don't know if the surveyors just squared it up around the building or just boxed it all in as what's drawn,
mm-hmm.
without coming out with the full calculation.
Do you anticipate any limited retail sales, things of perhaps shampoo, conditioner?
Just what you normally sell, small bottles of shampoo. To our normal customers. We don't have anyone actually coming in just for that purchase. It's
a customer
purchase.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Mr. Ross.
Just to follow up on Mr. Smith's last question, sometimes businesses of this type offer tanning or massages and a whole host of other things. I mean, do you think you would ever want to have other services besides just hair and cosmetics?
There is a possibility, and the building is sized for one room for a tanning bed. Possibility in the future, but that's we're just building that in now as a possibility.
Okay.
The intent right now is just to be a beauty shop.
All right. And then to follow up on Mr. Robinson's initial inquiry, sometimes we're looking for, are there businesses within a 1 mile radius of the site rather than just adjacent to? Do you know of other businesses that might be within a mile of the site?
The only thing that comes to mind that would fall in a mile radius would be the store I mentioned before, Shawnee Country Store. If you go down to the intersection of 113 and 36, there's Rural Farms. To the north of that is a LabCorp, some other offices. There's across the other side, which is pushing the 1 mile, is a tire shop.
Yeah.
There's a doctor's office on the other side at the intersection.
Can I add to that?
Yes, sir.
Isn't there a used car auto repair a couple hundred yards to your
west?
I'm
sorry, yes, I forgot his. He has an auto repair shop across from the...
There used to be a fertilizer business almost in your backyard going towards 113. It wasn't Milford.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Milford Green is there.
Milford Green, yeah. Green.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what about Comstock's? The Comstock's used to be across the road, too.
The cabinet shop.
Yeah, the cabinet
again,
shop.
I forgot that. It is closer to Bontrager Road.
Bontrager, yeah. That's right.
Bontrager's closed up. That's actually a church now.
Yeah, right. I knew there was a couple other things.
I did forget them. They're not very active, so I didn't catch my memory.
And if I can expand about it a little bit, you made reference to the Calhoun store. I thought it was more like, look, I'm looking at a map, so I'm cheating on you, okay? That's more like 400 feet from you.
It could be. I don't know the exact measure.
The story references a convenience store, and it's right at the corner of Shawnee and Old Shawnee Road, which is 619 on that little map that you got. Just added to it, that's all. Trying to help you out.
Whatever helps.
Always more than you think. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Slank, anything else?
No, that was my question about the length.
Mr. Davitt?
The questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
And Mr. Collins, for your information, I know we're still not done with your public hearing, but this is just your first step, because the commission makes a recommendation to council either for or against, and you still have a public hearing to appear before the county council as well. Okay, that being said, sir, if you'd like to take a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here has an interest in your project.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1909, Thomas B. Collins? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? If not, and hearing any other questions or comments from the commissioners, then I close the public hearing.